everyone, I'm Michaela.
And I'm Josh.
And this is Save as JPEG, where we talk about art and anime and video games and media and shit and emotions.
I promise that won't be the intro for long.
So, on the last episode, which was the first episode...
on Dragon Ball Z! We'll continue.
We were talking about all kinds of stuff, art-related. Oh, here's Keto. Keto is joining us again.
But he doesn't speak.
He's the dog. Alright, if anyone forgot. And the last thing that we were talking about was the concept of talent. And I wanted to reserve that for the next episode, because that's an interesting subject. So, do you want to repeat what you were saying?
No, not really.
Oh my god.
I'm going to have to cut that in here.
yeah, we should just insert it in here. Maybe.
Stop. You're making too much noise. But no, I think talent is not something that... It's more of a muscle than it is a... Oh, this guy was born with this. Well, I guess, yeah. Because a tall guy can dunk fairly easy, but a short guy has to actually put in legwork to actually be able to jump that high. So a talent for me just means that you can create, you have the ability to learn something faster than someone else.
Yeah, like, you already kind of have a natural advantage, but it doesn't necessarily mean that... What I'm saying is, like...
No, you're absolutely right. Someone who doesn't have talent can easily overcome someone who does have talent with more studying, more practice, and putting more work than a person without talent. Because even if you have the talent, if you don't put in work, you're not going anywhere with it, and yeah, it's stagnant.
Exactly. Prime example, Naruto, all right? So... Naruto, in the show Naruto, is an example of the talentless ninja. He doesn't have any skill whatsoever, but he has the drive and motivation to become skilled versus, like, Sasuke and Neji, who are naturally gifted and talented, but they're assholes, and it stops them in the end.
Yeah, it slows them down heavily.
Yeah, so that's a good example of talent, I think. Because I think, like, people are like, oh, you're so talented, can kind of come off as misleading.
Yeah, very much.
What, it depends on what you mean by talented, because I don't think that there are people who are just amazing from the start automatically. No. I do think that some people are better.
Except for Keith.
Oh, who the hell is Keith?
Oh, I hope Keith listened to this one day. He just draws dragons, like, from his mind, and no one knows why and where he gets this information from.
Keith, the dragon drawer.
But continue your sentence.
I don't even know what I was just saying. Talent is in the eye of the bull.
Definitely not. That's beauty. You were talking about how someone can mislead you by saying you have talent.
Yeah, because... I think talent is more so just skill, but, like, added on to being just naturally, akin? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Probably, yes.
Or...
To their...
Like, if you're
to
born...
To the art.
Yeah, like, someone who's really great at music, a great musician who was born...
With an ear.
Yeah, with an ear.
Which,
like, just a natural...
My coworker's son actually has the ear for music, and he can legitimately repeat anything that he hears in the same tone.
And he has, like, a good sense of rhythm and stuff?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is. And he's autistic. That's the one of the things. Huh. But that's a whole nother topic for, like, a whole nother year.
Autism?
Yeah, because autism people freaking... They're talented. They like, every single one of them has some kind of talent. They are legitimately born with talent.
I kind of believe that. My best friend's brother is autistic, and he's fantastic at video games.
Yeah.
Probably because that's all he plays, but, like, it's like he has this, I don't know.
There is something, and I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. It's their ability to focus in on something.
Maybe, yeah.
They have... like an uncanny ability or natural ability to, and maybe it's a short time, but they can focus in on anything that they choose or deem interesting.
Hmm.
and that's where they get their talent from. Because my coworker's son loves music. Like, that's all he does 24/7. Mm-hmm. But there's actually a video, and it's crazy because I watched it, of him, like, 3 years old, playing a piano way better than, like, his classmates and stuff. And it's crazy.
Then I guess that's talent?
That's talent. But if he doesn't add on to it, then the talent's going to go to waste.
Yeah, and not to say that someone who doesn't, who's not born with the same gift, who can't play the piano that well at 3 years old, can't play it that well at 12, or, you know, with practice and hard work.
Exactly.
So when someone's like, oh, you're talented, you just be like, no, I'm not actually talented. I just put a lot of work into this craft.
Yeah.
And I'm learning every day.
Exactly. I'll say this. Having talent is you get to put in one time's work. Not talented means you have to put in four times work.
There you go, Will Smith, everybody.
I just follow him on Facebook because he be saying stuff about
Will. I saw that post the other day. I was just like, damn, Will Smith.
I'm happy you see that because I was going to show that to you.
Yeah, like find someone who fans your flames, everybody.
Yeah, because I think I showed that this morning, actually. Because I was like, dang. And dang, fans your flames. Yep.
So I guess that pretty much sums up talent, because that's really all I have to say about it.
I think we're on the same.
I don't think I'm talented. I don't. Well, I've been drawing from a very young age, and I'm better than other people at a young age. Like,
right.
You know, better than most youths. But then you hit like middle school and high school, and you realize you're not that great.
Yeah, you're not key.
But you're not freaking Keith. God damn it, Keith.
You used to say that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. But we need to find Keith and get him on the show. Definitely. Our first guest.
I need to do it. We talked about doing a collab, me and Keith.
That would be amazing.
That would be, because he's freaking amazing at it. But yeah, I think everything you just said was correct.
Cool.
And what was I going to say before Keith came up again?
Let's just talk about Keith.
Yeah, it's going to be a running joke for like 12 episodes. Yeah, I think everything said about talent, I 100% agree with.
Yeah.
You said you're not talented, and as a kid, I don't know where you was going to go from there.
Oh, I don't know. My biological father was a really good artist. I would say by now I've surpassed him. So sometimes I wonder, like, is it a genetic thing? Like, is it a hereditary thing? Artistic ability in any form? Like, I don't know.
Well, let me give you these little tidbits. I believe I do have talent.
All right.
I do, but my talent isn't strictly art. My talent is the ability to learn something faster than other people.
Hmm.
I can learn things faster than someone who doesn't have the talent to learn things. And that's in almost 50% of the time, 100% of the time, put that towards art.
80% of the time.
Or fighting games. That's the other 50% of the 100% of the time. I put it towards fighting games. Because I love to do things that are difficult. For example, my dog is a Shiba Inu. I've done research, and they say they are completely difficult to train. And that's exactly why I get it.
Not because he's cute.
Not because he's cute. That might be like a 5% sense. But just because he's difficult to train, I wanted to put my talent of learning towards training my puppy. And for the most part, we've got a lot of things down. He knows how to stay. He won't eat out of food bowl or rush to it without my okay. So we're doing good, and I'm actually putting that talent of learning towards him and other stuff such as art. And but this is the thing I want to tell you. Nobody else in my immediate family does art.
Hmm.
I'm the only artist. My dad went to barber school. I don't know if that counts. And my grandfather, he's a veteran, and he trained dogs, so that may be a little part of why I chose keto, but He didn't do art, and he played instruments. I don't know what instruments, but I have a viola, and I learned that within a week of being introduced to it in middle school.
Oh, wow. Can you still play the viola?
I can a bit.
I'd like to see that.
If I would have to go to a private place because it's still too loud.
Yeah. Right?
But I had a friend come over recently, and picking the viola up, I got it within like 2 or 3 hours. And I'm like, oh snap, I remember the finger placements and everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you this Rubik's Cube.
You have to give me like 2 days. I don't have the talent to solve it. I have the talent to learn how to solve it.
Okay, I see.
Yes. That's the thing. I don't have the talent for things. Just learning things.
That's like if you were able to run as fast as Flash, but you could only run backwards that fast.
Yeah.
Useless ability.
It's you know, heroes.
Yeah.
There were two heroes on there that I freaking love. There was the main hero and the main villain. And they were brothers, spoiler alert.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Okay.
Not Heroes Reborn.
Well, it still counts. It's just an official ending for it. But Heroes, the main guy, Peter, I believe, he could learn anybody's ability just by being in the room with them, just knowing who they are. But his brother, his like villain brother, is like, it's all kind of crazy stuff. You need to go watch it. It's freaking old, but you need to watch it because it'll blow your mind.
It's a good show.
He can take people's abilities, only take people's abilities by dissecting where it came from in their brain. Like their abilities were brain-based, like figure mutants. And he will find the part in the brain, and that's how he learned it.
Like, isn't that Zachary Quinto's character?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
One guy who had talent, learn it. The other guy had talent to learn. You know?
You can apply this to anything.
I can apply this to anything. He had talent to learn. He know where to look. And he searched
it. You know you know where to find the resources, I guess?
Yeah.
Is that how you would say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so he knew exactly where to look to learn this new ability, where the other guy just picked it up just by watching someone do it.
Would you consider that talent or just intelligence? Or both?
Both.
Is being intelligent a talent?
Well, for the second guy, for the villain, it was definitely intelligence, but he had the talent to actually learn a new ability and keep his old abilities. The new guy, the first guy, the hero, he could only learn one ability at a time. So he was not able to pick something up again.
Gino was chewing on something he shouldn't be.
So yeah, that's the difference between those two things. One guy can learn one thing while the other guy can learn many things, but he had to completely search for those things and he had to learn. Well, the guy can just walk up to something and new power, he can fly now, or he can run fast now, but he lose everything he had before.
I like it.
And that's kind of legitly with talent in real life, too. Because talented artists that can, like, draw the Mona Lisa, paint the Mona Lisa, cannot play bass guitar. You know, he cannot. He's not the trigonometry guy that everybody's going to need to go to when the world needs saving for one problem. Because he put all his skill towards that art.
I think, like, there are people who are just naturally talented in a lot of things.
Yeah, that's also true. But I think they're talented at learning.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Like, people who, I can draw really well, and I can sing, too, and I can write music, and I can play all these instruments.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm a great swimmer. I don't know.
I don't think
I should correct myself. I think when it comes to physical things, like sports, I don't necessarily want to say. I think those things can be learned a lot easier than learning, like, a creative skill.
Well, here's another thing.
Because you can physically get your body in better shape.
Well, no, because here's another thing. When you're being creative, you're using your brain. It's just another muscle. You just need to exercise it. Not only do you need to exercise it, you need to know how to exercise it.
A question for you, then. Do you know anyone personally who is truly uncreative? do you think that they can't be creative at all? Like, they're just, there's nothing to them. So boring. They probably couldn't even come up with an original concept to save their life.
I mean, think about that. Michael Myers. not the...
A real person.
Okay. He's real in my heart. Honestly, someone who can't come up with a concept.
You don't have to name names. I'm just saying, do you think you know a person?
Oh, like definitely that? Not. I don't think.
I think I do.
You do?
Yeah. People who just cannot.
I mean, those people exist, and I'm going to tell you where they exist. They exist in, quoted, rich families.
What? Don't say that.
I think so.
Oh, no. Are we going to hate on rich people now? Eat the rich. No. They taste like chicken.
No, because I think because we went to Manual. Let's be real.
Yeah, but I don't think everyone at Manual was rich.
No, but the rich people you did notice wasn't all that talented.
We can't name names, can we?
We can't. We're not naming names. Unless it's Keith, because he's amazing.
Keith is amazing. Love you, Keith. Keep drawing dragons, man.
But no, but maybe that's just what I've noticed. And because I've... Not even gonna put that sentence in there because that's gonna be bad for me.
I mean, you can edit it out.
Yeah. If you would just... I don't want to edit, really.
Yeah, I know. I know. You don't want to timestamp it to edit it out.
But the point is, in my experience, a lot of wealthy people just don't put the time in when they can have someone else do it for them, when they can pay for the skill.
Because. Oh, go ahead.
Like you, I'm pretty sure like you grew up broke.
Oh, yeah.
Made our own games. We had the option to actually live creative lives, you know?
But I still think that...
Well, not option. It was forced.
I'm going to disagree just because I try to stay as neutral as possible when it comes to
Again, that's in my experience.
Yeah, that's your experience. And I'm going to say differently. I think anyone, no matter what social status can be, but not...
Oh, no.
I don't think it has anything to do with their social status.
No, I'm not saying that they can't. Personally. I'm saying that they're less likely to be.
I think they're more likely to be because they have the resources, like the money to be more creative, you know?
Yep. No.
Like if you grew up with like tons of money, you'd get all the art supplies you want. You don't think that that wouldn't fuel your creativity more?
No.
Why not?
I think it'd fuel my like...
Laziness?
No. A little bit, yeah. I think I wouldn't be doing art because it probably wouldn't be something I love. Because then I would have a different experience. Because for me, art was an escape, you know? I'm poor. I want to escape this reality. I want to be in a less desperate, more fun, more happier place. And that's where art came in for me.
Okay.
It brought down the depression of where I was depressed to a more happier state in which I've created. You know, so every painting was a different experience, new story, new everything, and allowed me to be happy. Say if I was rich, then I have the money to go pay someone to make me a painting while I can just go chill on a beach or something. Go hang out with my friends, which I probably would have because money makes the world go round, sadly.
I don't know. I still disagree, I understand why you feel that way, though, because, sure, I think money is a gateway to most people's happiness, but I'm gonna say I've heard the other side where people who have money, and it's hard to believe coming from someone who doesn't have money, of course, like, money would absolutely solve 99% of my problems yeah. right now, dude. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'd be happy as fuck. But I do think it is possible to still be unhappy or unfulfilled with a lot of money.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I most likely wouldn't be doing art.
Yeah, like, maybe that's true. Yeah, because you would have so many other distractions.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a necessary distraction from your horrible life, if that's how it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, that was the emotions.
That was the emotion section. Which, on our topic list, that is something that I wanted to talk about, but I don't know if you wanted to do it at the end of this episode. I wanted to talk about depression and art. and how it goes hand in hand.
That's fine, unless you want to make it another
episode. I think that should be its whole thing, like, or at least the start of another episode, because I'm probably going to talk more on that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm a sad girl.
Which I think everybody's, if you haven't felt depression, then you don't know what life is like.
Yeah, I think most creatives, maybe even all creatives, are depressed people.
Or had a
yeah.
a point of where they was depressed in their life.
Especially comedians.
Yeah. Jim Carrey, oh my goodness.
Oh God, do you see the trailer to that movie called Kidding?
No, is it a new movie?
Oh my God, it's a new movie. I thought it was Mr. Rogers, it's not.
Is it Jim Carrey?
Yes, Jim
Carrey. I heard he was coming back out.
Oh my God, it looks so good, we need to watch it.
Alright, I'll have to look into that.
Yes, the trailer, he hits me, man. Like, and The Truman Show and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, he knows how to make me cry.
Him lately.
DiCaprio.
Him as a person, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's
the movie, the Kidding movie is actually, I think, the perfect role for him because it's kind of about this character on TV he's on a children's show, it seems, and his life on the outside isn't going well. Like, I think his wife cheats on him or some shit. Like, his life sucks on the outside, but he has to fake it on this kid's show and smile. And I think it's perfect for Jim Carrey because he's always been a comedian and he's trying to do more serious roles and people aren't taking him seriously.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it's about.
What's it called?
Kidding.
Kidding.
Yep.
And Jim Carrey is another example of talent because his talent is comedy, but since tragedy hit him, he's been doing a lot of painting and art, and he's...
Oh, yeah, I've been looking at his art. Yeah, it's great.
And he's had a lot of time to actually work on his art.
That's cool. Did you know... That's funny. I watched a video today about art, really great art, but it's done by horrible people.
Right.
And because it made me think, you know who else is a great artist? Well, I'm not going to say great, but okay, George Bush.
Yeah.
Also Hitler.
Yeah.
Hitler did some pretty good landscapes, you guys. I'm sorry. Can't deny skill. He's a terrible person.
Which, if you're doing art, you're going to need to learn to, like, freaking separate the art from the person.
That's what the video was about, was, like, how far do we go with it? Because did you know, it was about specifically anime. So the creator of Rurouni Kenshin is a pedophile.
Really?
Yes. Yes. he had a bunch of child porn, and he's been convicted of it and all that shit. But the problem is Rurouni Kenshin is one of the best anime.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, how do you...
I can tell you what. I will probably not look at Rurouni Kenshin as the same again. It will always still be the same. But if he ever releases anything else, I'm going to go, ugh.
Right. I don't think he will. I think he's in prison.
That makes sense.
The problem here is, like, say you still want to enjoy Rurouni Kenshin because you love it, but you have to purchase it in some way or, like, watch it on Netflix. You're still funding him. You're still giving him money, which in turn, that money is what bought that child porn. So, like, that's where it sucks. Because they named a few other creators. Like, there's this anime called... Oh, shit. I don't remember what it's called now.
Well, my only response to that is everybody knows how to torrent here, right?
I mean, yeah. But then that's about piracy and stealing from people. And so, you know, like, that's a whole other thing.
Well, that was in our first episode. Good artist copy, great artist steal. So, I'm not saying that you should steal. But, you know, child porn is nothing... to blink at, you know.
This is the second episode, and we've already mentioned Hitler and child porn.
Oh, this is horrible.
We do not condone those things.
Sure don't.
Don't take this out of context, you bastards.
But, again, Rurouni Kenshin is really good, and it's part of my childhood. So, I can't say that anything else he releases is going to be part of my childhood. And, honestly, we have to look into, if we're watching on Netflix, who's really getting that money? Because you have to know that, well, how it worked back then.
I would think royalties of some sort.
Mostly went to the publisher.
I don't know how that works for Netflix. I'm not even going to go into that.
Well, I'm saying when Rurouni Kenshin was created, royalties mostly went to the publisher. instead of the artist.
He still got something.
He got something, but he didn't get a lot.
Yeah.
He's not rich and famous by any means.
He's rich. I don't know if he's rich, but he's definitely famous. He's very well known. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter now because he's caught. I don't know if he's even able to collect royalties from anything. I'm not sure how that works.
Probably not in
Japan. After you've been convicted of that kind of crime in Japan, it's different.
Probably not.
Because their criminal system in Japan is very lenient, unfortunately.
Really?
People will get away with murder.
That's true. I mean, well, it's...
But their crime rate is really low.
Yeah, that's true. So, I guess that's on a case-by-case basis.
Do you hear... God, this is a whole other thing.
Because I don't even want to bring politics into this, so never mind.
Let's never talk about politics on this damn show.
Again? Thank you.
Well, we weren't really talking about politics. We were talking about, like, social ethics.
But it could quickly slide into politics.
It could. I mean, it could slide into all kinds of shit. Religion...
Yeah.
But, nah, it doesn't have to go in that direction.
Good.
We want to talk about happy things on here. If we have to talk about dark things, we're going to make fun of it.
Yeah.
We're going to face it with
DC humor. Universe.
With the darkness. The DC Universe where everything is covered in mud and blood. And
yeah, if we ever start tears. Talking about darkness, it's because we crossed over the borderline from Marvel to DC.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
But yeah, that's all I have to say here.
Yep.
Do you want to cut this one?
Yeah, let's cut it.
All right, guys.
Let me get my knife.
Don't actually cut it. Wait, plugs. Every episode, we need to do plugs. Come on, Josh. You go first.
Descriptions, Joshua Rhodes, first class. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
Don't be like that, man.
Every episode?
Possibly. But for the first few, definitely.
Okay.
Okay. Well, my name is Michaela, at Fat Techie Cats, on all the social media bullshit. All right. Go check out our art.
I agree. Go check out our art. Plugs in the description, honestly.
Yep.
Check out the descriptions. Check out our art.
Bye. Keto Matias. It's still going.